Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2025. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the button "Raise Hand" and wait the operator. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi everyone, thanks for joining this first quarter 2025 earnings call. I'll go through the highlights and then we'll have the Q&A session as usual. And beginning with the volume, Ferroporte actually handled 5.8 million tons of iron ore in the period, which represents almost 8% increase compared to the 5.4 million tons that were loaded in the same period of 2024. The revenues from the take-or-pay increased 17.1% in BRL compared to the first quarter of 2024. The revenues coming from the crude oil vessels access tariffs reached 27 million BRL versus 18 million BRL in Q1 2024 and represented a 50.4% increase year-over-year. Total EBITDA amounted BRL 243 million with 22% growth over the same period in 2024. That was BRL 198.9 million. The margin for this first quarter 2025 reached 80%. Ferroporte distributed in the first quarter of 2025 164 million BRL, with 82 million to Promopar and 82 to Anglo American, which was in line with the same period in 2024. Moving on to the highlights on the financial statements, beginning with Ferroporte figures on the income statement, I would like to highlight that the total net revenues increased 19.4% and cost of services decreased 28.6% because of the absence of dredging this year of 2025. Income before taxes totaled 218.6 million BRL, which is an increase of 49.2% over last year. Net income reached 147.1 million BRL, which represents an increase of 48.4 million BRL. On the cash flow statements, cash from operating activities increased by 105.7 million BRL, or 75% year-over-year, due to the movements already explained in revenues and costs and expenses. The total CapEx was 16 million BRL, 20% increase compared to the same period in 2024. Moving to Promopar figures now, the highlight on the income statement is that Promopar reported net financial income of 71.4 million, which is a reversion of the loss of 69.7 million BRL in 2024, due mainly to FX movements. So those were the highlights I'd like to bring to you. We can now move to the Q&A session if you have questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the button Raise Hand and wait the operator. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press the button Hide Hand. Please wait while we prompt for questions. Our first question comes from Tomás Laymuns with Barings. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Thomas, loud and clear.
Hey, how are you doing? Eugenio, quick question. Just wondering about the target versus the legal amortization table. Can you provide any color on how you see kind of the amortizations for 2025? And I mean, and if your expectations is that we're going to get any closer to the target, I mean, at some point in the, let's say, 25, 26, if given your current assumptions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the question, Thomas. Hope you're doing well. I guess we usually don't provide clear guidance on all those figures, but we're kind of projecting to be on the same levels that we were working in last year, more or less. So we're last year facing a tightening because of the strengthening of the BRL and increase in some of the maintenance CapEx that was needed to be conducted last year. This year, we saw a little relief on the effects, opening and widening the margins in BRL. So it really depends a little bit on what would be those effects movements as well. But we're kind of operating the same levels that we saw last year.
Okay, understood. And then one follow-up. Regarding the kind of the capacity of the terminal, I'm just wondering what are your kind of latest conversations with Anglo about the potential expansion and how you see kind of the evolution of the capacity of the terminal in years to come?
Yeah, so the nominal capacity of the terminal did not change, which is for the 26.6 million tons. Of course, we believe and understand that it's feasible to move a little bit more volumes using the same infrastructure without any increase in terms of expansion, which is we always release something around 29 that was potentially, or 30 million that was potentially feasible to be handled with the same infrastructure. But if you look to the volumes that Anglo has been shipping actually since the beginning of the operation of the Minas Rio system, the most they get close to the total capacity was last year when they moved 25 million tons. This year, their official projection that you can find on their website is to be between 22 and 24, because this year they will have to pass the pigs for the mandatory inspections on the pipeline. So it will probably decrease a little bit the volume compared to the last year. But again, the nominal capacity doesn't change because of that. And that, just as a reminder, does not affect the revenues because we do have the full take or pay of 26.6 million tons.
Gotcha. And last one on my end. In terms of dividends, I mean, I understand that you cannot pay any dividends whilst you are not at the target, but I'm just wondering, is there any kind of basket allowed in the indenture where you can kind of upstream some dividends despite not being at the target level?
No, actually not. It's a requirement that in order for us to upstream some dividends from Prumopar up, we need to be fulfilling the payments on the target, which we're not so far. So we need to catch up those before actually see any movements of upstream dividends from Prumopar up.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the button raise hand. Please wait while we poll for questions. Since no new questions were addressed, this concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'd like to thank you all again for joining this first quarter 2025 earnings call. I'll see you later when we bring the second quarter pretty soon. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
That does conclude Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2025 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Núcleo de Imagem.